Welcome to Session 1 of the Integrity Service Follow-Up Course. The title of this message and the course session is Appreciating Our Uniqueness. I'm Jim Warner.
And I'm Robin Doty. Over the next 7 weeks, Jim and I will use this audio format to discuss in a bit more depth the concepts you'll be practicing as you prepare for the course sessions. From time to time, your facilitator will solicit your thoughts on an idea or suggestion you hear in these messages. We encourage you not to underestimate the added value you'll receive when you commit to this activity each week.
In this session, you'll discover more about the value you bring to your organization. You'll think about how your job influences the company's overall success. Your role is a vital link in the teamwork of your organization. Because your job is done well, your organization functions much better. So, let's focus on you for a moment. You are a unique person. No one in the whole world is exactly like you. No one thinks the way you think. No one looks exactly like you look. No one has the same abilities or talents that you have. All this makes you unique, one of a kind. And that's good. And it's important that you feel important. Now, the problem is that many people don't feel special or unique. They don't. And for many reasons, I suppose. One reason is that we all have problems, tragedies, and difficulties that can often create a feeling of inadequacy within us. Second, because we're human, most of us make mistakes and foul up, or do wrong things. This causes us to get down on ourselves, kick ourselves, and depreciate ourselves. And the third reason is that if we're part of a large organization, we can often feel like we're just an expendable number that causes hardly a ripple if we stay or go.
Experiences like this cause our own individual self-images to be formed. Our self-image is the internal mental picture that we have of ourselves. It's what we think is true about us, how we internally see ourselves. Our self-image is formed by our responses to our life experiences, how we bonded with parents, and how they nurtured us in early childhood, influenced our own feelings of worth. Our teachers impacted our self-esteem, either for good or bad. People around us who love and care for us influence it. Our managers also impact it. So, we see there are many factors that cause our beliefs about ourselves to be formed. The problem is that often people's self-images are weak. Simply put, many people don't see themselves being as capable, competent, or confident as they really are. They're blinded to their real abilities and potential. So, it's like going through life with one hand tied behind them. They can't perform duties and functions that they're otherwise capable of doing. When you get down to it, defeats and negative events cause most of us to suffer from some different degree of low self-esteem. Most of us don't believe we're as capable as we really are. Most of us don't see ourselves performing on a level that we're actually capable of performing on. Whatever level of self-esteem we have, all of our actions, feelings, behavior, and abilities are consistent with it. Simply put, our performance is always consistent with our internal self-image. We literally can't perform inconsistent with it. That's one of the greatest discoveries about human behavior ever made. What this means is that before we can reach new goals or enjoy new life experiences, we first must increase our self-images. Integrity Service is designed to help you do this, to build your own self-image so you can discover more of your abilities and skills. By doing this, you'll increase your own productivity and enjoy your life more. Yes, just as important as being a program that helps you deal more effectively with external and internal customers or associates, this program will help you increase your own confidence, self-respect, and self-image. This explains part of the uniqueness of this program. It's different from other customer service programs that deal only with superficial elements.
Now, let me change the subject a bit and say that everyone has unique talents and abilities. Your success on your job increases when you discover and use your natural abilities. The problem is that many people go through life never really discovering their true abilities. They stay locked up inside them. Most of us have talents and abilities that we don't even know we have. Many people go through life never discovering them. When we discover and use them, we usually enjoy greater career satisfaction and a stronger sense of self-worth. Your behavior style is also an indication of your uniqueness. Chances are that you're a combination of two styles, maybe even three. But you probably have a dominant style. It helps to understand your own style. It helps you know why you enjoy certain people and activities more than others. Also, your unique style fits best with certain work activities. For instance, talkers are better with people than details. Controllers are better with details than people. Doers want to make decisions and get things done. They're frustrated when in a position where they can't operate like this. Supporters need the security and predictability of a job routine and are often uncomfortable with jobs that require a lot of creativity and lack of structure. Your uniqueness also shows in your ability to blend to other people's styles and to develop skills that are needed in your job, but are outside the natural skills of your own behavior style.
Well, with these thoughts in mind, let's translate all this into a workable process that can help you increase not only your personal feelings of value, but also your productivity on the job. Let's think about your personal uniqueness, as well as that of your organization, and focus them on creating strong customer satisfaction. To begin, let me ask you a series of questions, ones that, when asked, and answered, can influence your organization's retention and satisfaction of customers. My first question is an important strategic one. It's this: what do you or the internal associates you support give customers that they can't get elsewhere? As I said, this is a very important strategic question to answer. With competition what it is today, this isn't an easy one to answer, though. Everyone's trying to get better and achieve more. Everyone, if they're trying to stay in business, is looking for ways to retain loyal customers and find new ones. So this question is one you and your organization must answer in order to ensure a successful future. What do you give customers that they can't get elsewhere? How do you differentiate yourself from other people? In the past, companies differentiated themselves by product quality. They built faster, more efficient machines. But times and business conditions have changed. According to former Secretary of Education Richard Riley, the top 10 jobs that will be in demand in 2010 did not even exist in 2004. Today, a major emphasis is on quality, innovation, and talent. Professional, engaged, dedicated people are becoming as much a key business differentiator for businesses as the products that they manufacture. As the competition intensifies, the following questions will have to be dealt with by alert organizations and individuals in order to stay ahead. The questions are: how does your organization differentiate itself in product or service quality? Number two, how is your organization different from others in the value and concern you have for your customers? Number three, how do you personally differentiate yourself by your treatment of external or internal customers? Four, to what degree do you personally understand and fill the needs of your external customers or internal associates? Five, how open are you to change and acquiring new personal skills and knowledge? And finally, what's unique about your personal values and work attitude that causes you to be a highly productive person? These are important questions to ask and answer. You'll want to go back and listen to them several times. Hopefully, you'll make notes and set goals in these areas.
In your course session one, you and your associates will discuss some unique factors that each of you, as well as your organization, have. You'll find this to be very stimulating and enjoyable, a real confidence builder. Specifically, you will talk about 1, the degree to which you understand and fulfill customer needs. 2, your personal skills and knowledge that will apply on the job. 3. Your values and work attitude. These issues significantly impact your success and the success of your organization. You'll also do another exciting activity each week. It involves the How Did I Do cards in your kit of materials. They're designated to be handed out or mailed to any customers and internal associates. You'll be asked to distribute 3 or more of these cards each week. Of course, you can hand out as many as you want, but your facilitator will ask you to give out at least 3. Each week, you'll report on how many you gave out, and your facilitator will post this number on a chart, along with the number that came back from your customers or associates. Well, in this session, we've mentioned several ideas that will help you discover and focus on your uniqueness. Most importantly, we've noted that you are a very unique person, not like anyone else in the world. You have your own unique abilities, skills, and values. You bring these to your organization in the way you do your job. When you focus your uniqueness on doing your job well and serving your external customers or internal associates, you differentiate yourself from other people. When all your colleagues do this, your whole organization differentiates itself from other competitors.
Please listen to this message each day this week prior to session 1. Each time you listen, think of ways you can apply the principles that have been shared. Our very best to you as you discover your own personal uniqueness in the days and weeks to come. We know what is in store for you when you channel your unique abilities and skills toward doing your job better. And trust that you'll discover the rewards are well worth your efforts. So, have a great week.